We're turning back to the topic of the Federal Reserve with our next guest, Adil Zaman, Wall Street Alliance Group partner. And Adil, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We got some details on the Fed's asset purchase tapering plans yesterday, with the central bank set to decrease purchases by $15 billion this month and another $15 billion in December, while noting, of course, that the pace thereafter is still up for debate, depending on the economic outlook. I'm wondering, what is your take on this decision? And also on the market reaction, with stocks reaching record highs on the heels of that.
Great to be with you. So we think that this decision by Powell is a very mature decision. This is a very measured decision where he's going to basically be wait and watch. Because what we have to understand is that no matter how much the Federal Reserve rates raises the interest rates, it's not going to solve the supply chain issues. So the key over here is to wait and watch and see whether the supply chain issues, once they get resolved, what portion of the interest rate is transitory, and then make policy adjustments accordingly. And that's exactly what Powell has done. He's indicated that as long as he's at the helm, we don't have to worry about any anxiety from the Federal Reserve to the stock market. So we think it's a positive report, and we like what the market is doing in response to that, positive for equities.
Well, Adil, what if he's not at the helm? If Jerome Powell gets replaced, I mean, does that ratchet up anxiety in the markets?
Great question, Brian. So we think that in this divided political environment, anything is possible. And if he's not at the helm, that would be a reason for the market to go down. You know, we do think that, you know, the market has gone up for such a long time. It's gone up in a straight line. You know, it is due for a correction. But the challenge as far as the market is having right now is all the news that is coming out, including the earnings, they've all been positive. So the market doesn't have a reason to go down. So the only fear right now as far as the market is concerned is fear itself. And at some point, we feel that investors will figure out something to be scared about. Powell, if Powell doesn't get reappointed, that could be one thing. And that could cause a pullback in U.S. equities.
Sticking with this topic here, Chair Powell didn't necessarily provide much strong pushback for market pricing about rate hikes for next year. I'm wondering, do you see that initial interest rate hike, whether it comes next year or in 2023, kicking off the same kind of market turmoil that we saw in 2018, the last time the Fed had been raising rates?
We feel that Powell's approach has been very measured and it will be well advertised. So we don't think that it's going to be the interest rate itself is not going to cause a major correction in the market. It will be probably some other reason, which you and I are not seeing right now. We do feel that, you know, the labor report, that jobs report that will come out on Friday, Powell will probably be looking at that closely at signs as to whether the labor market has healed. But we feel that, you know, interest rates going up eventually is good for the economy. It's good for controlling inflation. And we don't think that the way it is being done right now will cause any major corrections in the market.
What would higher rates mean to the stock market?
So we feel that, you know, if rates are going to go up, you know, they are going to be, investors should watch it very closely, because there are going to be certain sectors that tend to do well in a higher rate environment. So your financials being one of them, right? Because banks tend to make more money on their loans in a higher rate environment. If rates go up, you know, there are certain, we will be in an environment where we are getting high growth. And, you know, the value reopening trade becomes very interesting. So energy, for example, you know, in that environment does well. And investors should be looking at, you know, some of these large oil companies, which pay a very attractive dividend, which in a rising inflation environment become very attractive. So we do feel that investors should watch what the Federal Reserve does very closely, because higher rates will mean that certain sectors of the market are going to do well.
In terms of the earnings that we've been watching over the past couple of weeks, what would you say, where would you say we're really heading in terms of margins for these companies? Because we've seen quite a few companies come out with better than expected results, strong top line growth, despite some of these supply side issues we've had over the past several months.
Yeah, the earnings have actually been really good given the supply chain issues. And, you know, one of the concerns was that, you know, if rates go up, technology companies are going to get a hit. You know, we don't think that that's going to have a long-term impact on the technology companies, because it was clear from the earnings reports that came out last week from the big tech that they do not have a demand problem. They have a supply problem, which is irritating, but they don't really have a demand problem. So we think that the earnings reports are very positive, and that's why, you know, we are seeing this reflected in the market. But I would still say that, you know, this market has had a phenomenal run-up. You know, if you look at the past decade, we've had one of the best returns in equities. This reminds us of what happened in the 1990s, you know, and then after that, we had three consecutive down years in the market. So what we are doing at Wall Street Alliance Group for our clients is we are actively deploying risk management strategies in place that in the event of a correction, our clients' portfolios are protected.
All right, Adil Zaman, Wall Street Alliance Group partner, thank you so much.